The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now this week doing the cooking is Catherine Fulvier from Ballynockan House and Cookery School in County Wicklow. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're making a tart for us.
I am. I want to celebrate all those gorgeous summer berries that we have. So I'm doing a strawberry and raspberry tart. It's very easy to do. It's a lovely fresh tart.
Now you're making the pastry because some people will just go to the supermarket and buy pastry.
That's true. Obviously, homemade is best. And pastry is not as complicated as it sounds. People dread pastry because they're afraid of kind of rolling it out and getting it into the tin and maybe it'll break and maybe there'll be a hole in it. But it's not that complicated. So what I have is some plain flour, about 225 grams of plain flour, 110 grams of cold butter and 2 tablespoons of icing sugar. So when I'm making a sweet pastry for a dessert, I add in a little bit of icing sugar. I use the same recipe for a savoury pastry and just put in Parmesan instead.
Now, you said something there that I just caught. Cold butter. That's straight from the fridge. Why not butter that might have been out for a while? It's soft.
So you can rub the butter into the flour as swiftly as possible, but you don't want it to melt. If the butter gets oily, your pastry will be really doughy and it's not the texture you want. So you have to just work as quick as you can without melting the pastry. Some people, and it works really well, put it in the food processor and just pulse the food processor and it breaks up the butter beautifully. You just got to be careful not to over pulse because, again, you don't want the butter to be overexposed to heat.
Okay.
So rub the butter in. You've got your icing sugar in there. I put in a zest of orange as well, just for a lovely bit of flavour. And then a whole egg goes in to bring it together. And I usually use a knife just to mix in the egg, first of all, before I put my hand in, just to distribute it nicely. Again, not trying to overwarm the butter. And then if it's looking a little dry, I go with a little bit of cold water, up to about a tablespoon of cold water, just to bring the dough together. You've got to be careful, Pat, if you put too much water in, the danger is later, as it's in the oven, your dough will actually shrink because the water will evaporate and then you'll wonder where half the tart has gone.
Okay. So what consistency should I be looking at this point?
Reasonably firm. It's not like, like a scone consistency is soft. A dough should be firm. So when you press it, it should be reasonably solid. And then I wrap that up and put it in the fridge. You have to let it rest because you want the butter to relax and cool down again, but you also want the glutens to relax. If you don't let it rest, that's where you'll get shrinkage later as well.
Okay. So that's our pastry. That goes into the fridge for how long?
But minimum 30 minutes. You can leave it overnight, but minimum 30 minutes.
Okay.
I kind of find myself like about an hour, Pat. I find if I leave it in the fridge too long, the butter's gotten too hard. It's quite hard to roll out then.
Yeah. So, okay, now we want to prepare the filling.
Oh, yeah. So you could have a custard style filling, which is very typical of all kind of tarts. But I absolutely adore this one. This is a fresh filling. So think strawberries and cream. This ticks all the boxes. And I have cream cheese, whipping cream, like your regular whipping cream. Again, I've got a little bit of icing sugar. I'm going back with my zest of orange to marry those flavours. And a bit of cinnamon always works really well. You could also put in vanilla if you wanted to. And you simply whip all of that together. And you bring that together into a reasonably dense mix because you don't want it to be too loose. You don't want this to soak into the pastry base. So it has to be reasonably dense. And then once you've baked your pastry blind, so you've taken your pastry out of the fridge, you've rolled it out, you've put it in your tin, and then you bake it blind. So you put in some parchment paper and some baking beans over it. Or I just use rice, or I use chickpeas, dried chickpeas. Now, you can't use them again for anything else. You just keep them for your blind baking. And your pastry goes into the oven. So your pastry is fully baked before you even think about putting this filling in.
Okay, now, when you say baking blind and you talk about baking beans, what are baking beans?
Baking beans, you actually buy them. They're little ceramic balls and you buy them in a pack and they weigh down the parchment. They keep the parchment down and they prevent the pastry from rising in the oven. So you need to keep the base of the pastry nice and flat. If it rises at all, your problem is then you'll have leftover filling. You'll only have half the space.
Okay.
Or maybe it's a bit of an exaggeration, but you'll have less space for that gorgeous filling that you're making. So you keep the base low. And that's what baking blind is, keeping it. You want to fully cook it, but also you want to stop it rising.
Okay, so now that goes into the oven for how long?
That goes into the oven to bake for about 15 minutes until it's fully baked. Depends on your oven, but about 15 minutes.
Okay, and then?
Now, I have a little tip for that, Pat, actually. So people worry about a soggy bottom. Now, they do, in fairness. It is an issue. So what I do is I have egg white And once I've baked a blind, I whip it out while it's still hot. I quickly brush egg white over it. I lightly whip the egg white first, brush it with a pastry brush and pop it back in the oven for a minute. Think of it like varnishing your floor.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is you're making it waterproof and it works a treat. And then it's much easier then to keep your tart nice and crisp at the base without it going soggy once the filling goes on.
Now it's assembly time.
It's assembly. So we're going with strawberries and raspberries. I mean, perfect Irish fruit in season. You could do strawberries and blueberries. You can play with this as you want. Any fruit goes, apricots, anything you want. But I've lovely Irish strawberries and I hold them and then I slice them. And then I lay them in the tart tin once you've got your filling in, kind of upright all the way around, working my way in towards the middle. So they're kind of sticking up like spikes, kind of like almost like a hedgehog. Mm-hmm. And it looks absolutely gorgeous. And then a big handful of raspberries or blueberries in the centre. And then I've the edible flowers here in the garden, so I'm kind of lucky. So we just grab a few edible flowers then to make it pretty.
Even on the radio, it sounds pretty. That sounds absolutely delicious. A lovely summer raspberry and strawberry tart. Thank you very much, Catherine, for joining us. Catherine Fulvio from Ballynockan House and Cookery School in County Wicklow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.